is an isolated railroad stop, whence one June morning in 1925, a Victoria brought a woman and her daughter down to Gus Hiss Hotel. The mother's face was of a fading prettiness that would soon be patted with broken veins. Her expression was both tranquil and aware in a pleasant way. However, one's eye moved on quickly to her daughter, who had magic in her pink palms and her cheeks lit to a lovely flame, like the thrilling flush of children after their cold baths in the evening. Her fine forehead sloped gently up to where her hair, bordering it like an armorial shield, burst into love locks and waves and curlicues of ash blonde and gold. Her eyes were bright, big, clear, wet and shining. The colour of her cheeks was real, breaking close to the surface from the strong young pump of her heart. Her body hovered delicately on the last edge of childhood. She was almost 18, nearly complete, but the dew was still on her. As sea and sky appeared below them in a thin, hot line, the mother said, "Something tells me we're not going to like this place."
"I want to go home anyhow,"
the girl answered. They both spoke cheerfully, but were obviously without direction and bored by the fact, moreover. Just any direction would not do. They wanted high excitement, not from the necessity of stimulating jaded nerves, but with the avidity of prize-winning schoolchildren who deserved their vacations. "We'll stay here 3 days and then go home. I'll wire right away for steamer tickets." At the hotel, the girl...